弟兄姊妹，还是翻到以弗所书的第一章。
Let's still turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们把下午我们所念过的那一段话再念一遍。
Let's read again the passage that we read this afternoon.
也许可以省一点。
We may have cut short the time.
我们就从十八节开始就好。
Let's read from verse 18.
弟兄姊妹找到了，听我们念。
If you are there, please listen to our reading.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rules and authorities and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
保罗在求神把赐恩智慧和启示的灵赏给神的儿女们。
Paul pray God that he may give his children the spirit of wisdom and knowledge.
让我们心里的眼睛给照明。
And he may enlighten the eyes of our heart.
可以是明白神在我们这些人身上所显明的几个很重要、很严肃的事。
So that we may truly understand what he wants to know in this chapter.
头一件事情就是要知道在他的恩召里头我们有何等的指望。
First is that what is the hope of his calling?
第二件事情乃是知道他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Second point is what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
但是在保罗里边的感觉呢，第三件事情是非常非常的丰富。
But in the post point, that this third point is the most important and abundant.
荣耀
is more glorious.
人难以猜透。
It's very hard for us to apprehend.
所以在第三点一提到的时候，他就说了好多的话。
So when he bring up this third point, he used a lot of words.
在这许多的话的里边，也是说明了这第三个要那个真知道的事情，对我们来说是非常非常的重要。
It's very important for us to understand this third point.
我们能在这一个第三点上能领会的明确的话。
If we can truly clearly understand the third point.
就直接的影响了我们整个跟随主的路程。
You will affect the path that we take to follow the Lord.
也影响着我们侍奉主的那一个方向和目的。
And it will affect the direction and purpose of our service to the Lord.
也确定了我们在主面前渴慕的那一个内容。
You will establish the contents that we use to serve the Lord.
也是要我们稍微轻轻的碰了一下。
And we just touch a little bit upon
神要在我们这些信的人的身上显明那个能力是何等的浩大。
In those who believe in him, he will show the greatness of his power.
这样的一个心思是我们平常很少就会接触的。
We seldom think about this matter.
我们知道主复活。
We know that Lord's resurrection.
我们也知道有一天我们也要经历这个复活。
And we also know that one day we will experience the resurrection.
但是我们没有了解到这个复活的这一个大能究竟是包括了多少的内容。
But we never understood that what encompasses this power of resurrection.
我们说到有升升天。
We talk about ascension.
我们也说到也接受了万有的权柄。
We also talk about receiving the authority.
但是升天也好，接受万有的权柄也好，那一个基础，那一个根据，乃是这个复活的能力。
Whether it's ascension, whether it's receiving authority, they're all based on the power of resurrection.
我们也可以说，因着这个复活的大能是包括了那跟接上来所显明的这几件大事。
So power of resurrection includes what follows.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因此当我们接受基督的救恩，就我们脱离罪和死的时候，
When we receive the Lord, so salvation to be delivered from the death and sin,
我们还不能脱离死亡的权势的阴影。
We cannot be delivered from the power of the death.
因为我们还是要接受那个身体因罪而死的这个事实。
So we have to experience the fact that our body have to go through the death.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
因着这一个复活的大能。
Because of this power of resurrection.
虽然我们身体还是要因罪而死。
Though our body have to die because of sin.
但是这个死就成了我们的一个解决那个身体的败坏的那一个方法。
But God uses death to become the secret to relieve us from the corruption.
因此，当那个复活的大能在我们身上显出那个身体得赎的恩典的时候，
so、when the power of resurrection reveals in us the grace of redemption,
就这么你就能看到一件事情了，身体的那个会衰残、会朽烂的这一种光景，就不再。神的子民的身上再有痕迹了。
We know that there won't be any trace about decaying of our body anymore.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到，当神起初造人的时候，
Francisco, remember that in the beginning when God created man.
那人是为着神那个永远的目的。
We are created for the eternal purpose of God.
但是因着我们祖宗的堕落，我们落在死亡的权势的辖制的底下。
Because of the fall of our ancestor, we fall into the sway of the death.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank the Lord.
借着复活的大能。
Through the power of resurrection.
不单是主冲破了那个死亡的权势。
Not only our Lord destroyed the power of death.
我们也能有一个那样的态度，是藐视那个死亡的权势。
Now we have a confidence that we can despise the power of death.
几乎每一次碰到有弟兄姊妹们被主接去，
Whenever we know that the Franciscans were received by the Lord,
我就很明显的感觉到我们那个冲破死亡权势的事实在我们身上所表达的。
So I very clearly experience that expression of the power that destroyed the death.
尤其是当我们到了那个殡仪馆的时候，
Especially that when we were there at the funeral,
很少机会你不碰到有另外一些人家在那里出殡的。
Very often that there will be other families, they have the relative passed away.
尤其是我们在旧金山的唐人街的那个殡仪馆，
Especially that funeral home in Chinatown in San Francisco.
那就更多这种情况了。
We see a lot of families.
有一些灵堂里边充满的是哭哭啼啼。
Usually there's a full of people who are weeping.
伤心欲绝，绝绝。
they are very sorrowful to death.
不受安慰的那个光景。
They receive rejected comfort.
在弟兄姊妹们的那一个出殡的聚会上头呢？
But in the funeral service for the brown sisters.
虽然在感觉上我们是有点不舍。
Even though we are very we feel reluctant to let them go.
但是我们确实很有把握知道我们是活在一个指望的当中。
But we are very sure that we know that we live in hope.
那虽然这些事是很平常的事情。
Even though this is a very common.
但是已经在那里表达一件事情，在我们里面有一个能力是叫死亡所不能摸到的。
But here we know that for sure that there's a power that death cannot touch.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那在这个复活的大能的里头，
In this power of resurrection,
我们也被带到天上，
We are brought to the heavens,
与主一同坐在天上，
We are seated with the Lord,
这也是从许多神的神的儿女们的经历上面叫我们能体会得到的。
Many Francis already have such experience so that we may understand.
好像保罗在哥林多后书第一章里面所说的，
Just as in the 2 Corinthians that Paul mentioned.
他在小亚细亚的时候受压太重。
In the Little Asia, he was heavily burdened.
甚至连活命的指望都没有。
He even lost the hope of living.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
他经历一个事情。
He experienced something.
他救过特里那个罪活那个极大的死亡。
He was delivered from the great death.
我所以他就仍然在那里仰望他，救他脱离眼见的和将来的那个困扰。
So he still looked to the Lord to deliver him from the past and current and future difficulties.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那这个不单是一个复活的大能的显明。
Not only that revealed to us the power of the resurrection,
也同时是说出了我们的地位是在天上。
He also tells us about our position in heavenly place.
我们是与主一同坐在天上。
Right now we are seated with the Lord in heaven.
一切属地的事情都不能摸到我们这些人。
The earthly affairs cannot touch us.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
We truly want to thank our Lord.
我特别前年。我到东岸来的时候
last year that when I came to East Coast,
服侍完了，我们一些弟兄姊妹们就往纽约上州那边出去散散心吧。
After service, we went to upstate New York for sightseeing.
那时从澳洲来了一对夫妇也同在一起。
A couple from Australia also were with us.
我们还是在路上车子上谈谈笑笑，很喜乐的在那交通。
So on the way to the place that we are chatting in the car.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们那次碰面以后，弟兄就回澳洲，我们也就回加州。
At that encounter, this couple went back to Australia, and then I went back to California.
但是很快的。
A very short time.
那个弟兄回到澳洲以后，马上传来一个消息。
Short after he went back to Australia, we heard the news.
他长了胰脏癌。
He had this pancreas cancer.
这个是一个不太好的消息。
This was a bad news.
也经过不太长的时间，主把弟兄接去了。
Not long after that, the Lord received him to his presence.
但是当弟兄被接去以前
，But before he passed away,
他就告诉他家里的弟兄姊妹们。
He told his brown sister at
his house. 他说我要去见主。
He said, "I'm."
你们也不必悲哀。
So don't.Be so sad.
我是很喜欢在我还没见主以前常常听见你们唱一首诗歌。
So before I go to meet the Lord, I prefer hearing you singing this hymn for me.
那首诗歌我们诗歌本上也有，就是那个在花园中。
This hymn also is included in our hymn book.
那是受到与主交通的亲密的。
This hymn talks about the sweetness of fellowship with the Lord.
一个很清楚的事情。
One thing is very clear.
当弟兄被主接去的时候，就是在弟兄姊妹们唱，我与主，在我与主同在园中的这首诗歌。
When he was passed away, he was the brothers and sisters singing these hymns.
弟兄姊妹还没有把诗歌唱完，我们的弟兄已经很安然的去建筑。
Before brothers and sisters finished singing this in the garden, this hymn.Our brother was received by the Lord.
我们感谢主，如果碰到说到死亡的这件事情，
we thank the Lord when we talk about that.
那在地上是一直是给人有阴影的。
On the earth, you always spell shadow.
但是感谢神，
but thank the Lord.
在神儿女们的身上，
but in God's children.
神让我们能超越过这一个死亡的阴影。
God wants to excel above this shadow of death.
好像我们诗歌本上的另外一首诗歌上所说的。
It's just another hymn in the hymnal book.
而我们已经在坟墓的那一边。
We are on the other side of the grave.
虽然从眼睛里头，也许人要把我埋在坟墓里。
Even though from the physical world, people are going to bury me in the earth.
但是我实际是在坟墓的那一边。
But I'm actually on the other side of the grave.
那个坟墓的那一边是哪里？
So what is the other side of the grave?
就是在主那儿。
It is in the Lord.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那么这个升天的能力是在我们认识主以后，一直到见主面的这一段时间的里头，天天的在那里陪伴着我们的。
So we can experience power of ascension from now until we meet the Lord.
我不再说多说这一方面了。因为时间的关系，我必须要往前去了。然后弟兄姊妹，你就看到这一个大能在基督身上所显明出来过的。
This power that has revealed in the Lord Jesus.
他让基督得着一个权柄。
So it gave Jesus a power.
是超越过一切称为权势的。
Above beyond all those who are called themselves authority.
所以在圣经的文字上面就提了这一大堆的事情。
So in the Bible, it mentioned all these things.
他接受这个能力是远超过一切执政的。
The authority he has is far above all rule.
掌权的。
Authority.
有能的。
And above all.
主治的。
And dominion.
和一切有名的。
And every name that is
那就是这眼见的范围的里面所有的一些权势。
He talk about everything we can see that has power and authority.
包括了什么？包括了政治、社会、经济各方面的那一个范围。
Includes political power, economic power, and everything else.
都超过了。
Lord's authority is above all this.
那然后接下去呢？
What follows,
他不但是今世的
it's here that not only
连来世的也都超过了
but also in the age to come.
感谢神
Thank the Lord.
连时间上里边所包括的一切的权势都没有一个例外不给这一个能力来超越
There's no exception in this time and space that God's power is not far above.
我们才领会我们的主在那里宣告说天上地上所有的权柄都已经给了我了是一个什么的事实
Thank the Lord that Jesus says that the authority under heavens and under, on the earth all authority has given to him
我们才知道我们的神的安排怎么把他的儿子高举在万有之上做元首
Now we know the why God's plan is to exalt the Lord to be the first place above all these authorities.
因为接下去就说到，又将万有伏在他的脚下。
Because immediately what follows is that he said, God put all things in subjection under his feet.
这句话我们念起来的时候是很轻松的。
Yeah, it's very easy for us to just read these words.
因为神要把万有都伏在我们的主的脚下。
He said God put all things in subjection under His feet.
但是我们细细去留意的话呢？
But if we pay close attention to it,
你一定能领会这个事实。
Do you understand this fact?
这个万有原来就不伏在主的脚下。
It says that all things.We're not originally under his feet.
不但是不服在主的脚下
not only is not in subjection,
并且从开始、并且已经站在主的面前做主的对头有很长很长的年日
but also that it's been a long while that all things actually are in opposition to the Lord.
如果从时间上面来说
if you talk about time,
首先抵挡神的那一个权势就是撒旦的堕落
What's the power that objects the Lord is Satan.
那再接下来的是人的堕落。
And afterwards is the fall of man.
那当人的堕落发生的时候，连一切被造的都受了影响。
When the fall happens, then everything that is created will affect it.
影响到一个地步都站在与神做对头的那种光景底下那换一句话来说
In other words,
所有你数点的出来的宇宙中的一些事物他们都站在神的对头的地位上
Everything can live in this universe is against God.
你说要不让神的儿子在他们以上做 元首
How can you put God to be put His Son to be head of all these things?
将万有都伏在他的脚下。
To put everything in His subjection.
这个事情所碰到的那一个难处啊，是大到我们没办法想象得到的。
The difficulty of this task is beyond our imagination.
任何一件与主作对的人事物都在那里发出一个这样的声音。
Every person who's against God, they utter this voice.
神的，你让你儿子在万有之上做元首。
God, you want your son to be head of over all things.
他配吗？
Is he worthy?
凭什么把他放在那个位置
？Based on what that you put him in that place?
是凭你，因为你是神，所以你就把他放在那个位置吗？
Because you're God, you can put him anywhere.
那许许多多的抵挡的话语和心思都会跑出来的。
So all the thoughts against God will come out.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our Lord.
他借助一个复活的大能。
Through the power of resurrection.
在我们的主的身上显出那一个实际来。
In our Lord, he revealed the reality.
在没有一个权势比死亡的权势更大
There's no power greater than the power of death
因为这个权势掌握在撒旦的手里
Because this power is in the hands of Satan
他称为掌死权的魔鬼
He's called the Satan that holds the power of death
是当神没有把这个死亡的权势废掉的时候
Before God destroyed the authority of death
你留意到连雅各上面也用这个死亡的事实来表达一个绝对的事
even the Song of Songs they talk about using the death to reveal some truth to us
说到爱情如阴间的坚强啊
it talk about love is stronger than death
为什么形容那一件那么美好的事情却拿阴间来做一个形容的事物呢
Why the songwriter use death to describe something so wonderful as love
弟兄姊妹你晓得当主的复活的能力没有显出来以前
Before the revelation of the power of resurrection
在人的心思里最大的权势是什么
In our mind the greatest power what is greatest power
那死亡的权势
The great power is the power of death.
但是感谢神
But
thank the Lord. 借助复活的能力
Through the power of resurrection.
把死亡的权势废去了
It destroyed the power of death.
然后神就让他儿子在万有之上做元首
Now God put his son to be the first place of all things.
撒旦服气不服气你看这个事实就好了
Is Satan willing to accept that?
人服气不服气你看这个事实就好了
Is it
human being, willing to accept that?
如果一切被造事物都有这种情绪的话，主父神就说，你看神的儿子所经历的事情就好了。
So when anybody wants to object to this fact, God will say, see my son.
说弟兄姊妹，当你看到我们从死里复活的时候，
When they see our Lord Jesus is resurrected from
the dead, 哥罗西书那里就说出了。
So in the Hebrew we said,
因着他从死里复活，神就把他放在万有之上做元首。
Through the resurrection, that God put him above everything else to be the king.
我们的主在万有之上做元首是绝对是配的。
So our Lord is worthy to be the head of all things.
就是当你读腓立比书的时候。
As we read the Philippians,
你会看到一件事情
we can see this one truth.
神把他升为至高
God exalted him to the highest place.
你看到神是把他升为至高的那个根据是什么
so what is the base that God exalted him to the
highest 因为这个是我的独生子
because he's my beloved son.
我所有的一切都要交给他
he said, I will give everything that I have
所以他就在应该是放在万有之上
So of course, I will place him above everything else.
但是腓立比书不是这样告诉我们。
Philippians did not tell us this way.
腓立比书告诉我们，神的儿子给升为至高是有一个根据的。
In Philippians, it tells us there's a base that God exalted him to the highest.
这个根据是什么呢
？What is the base?
从起头就是看见一个顺服的儿子。
In the beginning, we see the how obedient his son is.
到末了，你是看见一个从死里复活的神的儿子。
In the end, you see the Son of God raised from the dead.
这一个就是顺服以至于死，且死于十字架上的那一位神的儿子。
It is Son who was obedient to the death and death on the cross.
是因着这一个事实，神就把他升为至高。
Based on this fact, God exalted him to the highest place.
那因此，当神把他的儿子放在至高的时候。
So when God placed His Son to the highest place,
没有任何的一些受造之物或者是活物可以反对的。
No, there's not one living creature can raise their objection.
因为神的儿子不是妄得虚名的。
Because he's not unworthy.
也不是因为世袭的那个关系把坐上那个位置的。
Because that is not based on the relationship with God that he was placed on that.
他是经历的他的经历的一个非常不得了的那个事实，然后神让他坐在那个万有之上。
It is based on our Lord's experience what he has gone through that God placed him in the first place.
那弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主的经历。
This is the experience of our Lord.
这个就是那个神在他儿子身上。所显明出来的那一个能力
It is the power revealed through his son that God has told us.
如果神在他儿子身上所做的能力只是停留在他儿子的身上那也就没有什么好说了
If the power that God has only stay with his son then this end of story.
但是现在神说
But now God says,
我们要真知道神要把一个这样的能力也同样的显明在我们这信的人的身上
God wants to put the same power in everyone who believes
弟兄姊妹们你能接受的这个事情吗
Can you accept this truth?
你能接受或者不能接受神的定规要做这样的事
Can you accept or reject God's plan for you and
我们能接受或是不能接受也不影响神要做这件事情
Whether we accept or we reject we will not change God's plan
我们能接受感谢主我们享用这一个恩典
Yeah, if we receive this fact then we can enjoy this truth
哎呀你接受不来那只好说等到这样的一个荣耀的事实显明的时候我们在那里就受一点亏损了
If we cannot accept, then when this grace is revealed, then we just suffer loss.
但神不甘心我们任何一个照着他形象被造的人，而在救赎的里头，有人不能给挽回到这样的一个地步。
But God does not want to see anyone who was created by His image and who is redeemed that. Will not receive such grace.
所以他 就给保罗里面一个很重的负担带出这样的一个祷告。
So God placed very great burden in Paul's heart. So he can pray such prayer.
这一个祷告也没有停留在这个地步。
And this prayer doesn't stop here either.
如果停留在这个地步，跟我们的关系也并不是太密切。
Because if he stops here, then it doesn't have anything to do with us.
但是因为主说要把这样的一个能力同样的显明在我们身上，那这就成了一件不得了的大事。
But here it says God will accomplish what He has accomplished in Christ Jesus in us, then become a great interest to us.
我们就要问了。
Now we ask.
神把这个能力显在主的身上。
Now God reveals power in Lord.
那个结果是把他升为至高。
Now as a result of that, God raised him up.Into the highest place.
那神把这个能力也显明在我们身上。
Now God want to reveal this power in us.
是不是说我们也会给升为至高？
Does that mean that God will raise us also to the highest place?
弟兄姊妹，这就是超过我们所能想象的。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, it is beyond our imagination.
事实也真的是这样。
But this is a fact.
虽主的话才说神要赏赐给我们是我们心里没想过的，眼睛没见过的，耳朵没听过的。
So Bible says what God has prepared for it is just no ear who has heard and no eye has seen.
许多的事物我们从前没听过，但是现在成为事实了。
A lot of things that we didn't hear about it in the past, but now it's a reality.
我们中国人的老旧的那些小说上面呢、啊，就说到千里耳顺风耳千里眼。
In the old Chinese novels, centuries ago, it talks about the eyes can see thousand miles away, and the ear can hear thousand miles away.
你说我们看小说就是了。
You said that we just reading the novel.
怎么会有这样的事情？
How could that be?
今天没有人怀疑这个了。
But today nobody doubts such.
你说顺风耳有什么了不起？
So what great deal about the ear they can hear?
我们一打开那个收音机，管它在老远说话，我都听到了。
We turn on the radio, we can hear the people talking about thousands of miles
away. 你管他在哪里做事情，你把那个 TV 一打开，你眼睛就看到那个现场的事情。
No matter where it happens, that you turn on the TV, you can see things happening thousands of miles away.
这些都是物质的东西。
Now this all talk about.
但是多少年以前，没有人会相信。
But many many years in the past, nobody could.
但现在是成了你。非相信不可的。
But today it's just a matter of fact.
因为那个是事实。
But now this is the truth.
但感谢我们的神。
Thank our Lord.
现在神把一个属灵的事实也放在那里。
Now God put in the spiritual reality.
要凭着我们的那一个脑子去领会的话，我们领会不过来。
If we try to imagine that with our head, we cannot ever apprehend it.
但是借着圣灵的运行和圣灵的启示，他把我们的信心的眼睛一打开。
But through the work of the Holy Spirit, through His revelation, then He opened our eyes.
我们就看到了。
Once He opened our eyes,
这一个在基督身上所显明的能力，的确是在我们身上也照样的显明。
The power revealed in the Lord will be revealed in us.
有一些已经在我们身上成为事实了。
Some of them already become reality in our life.
有一些还在继续进行中。
Now some of them are still in progress.
但是等到这一个复活的能力在我们身上完全成全的时候，
Once this power of resurrection completed in us,
我们就看到一件事情。
We can see one thing.
基督是怎样，我们就是怎样。
As the Lord is, we are also.
基督是在万有之上做元首。
Lord is the head above all things.
难道我们也在万有之上做元首吗？
Does that mean that we are also head of all things?
今天你就不敢想象你可以在白宫的那个总统座位上面坐上一会儿。
Today you cannot imagine that you're going to be in the White House sitting that president.
今天这个是不可能的事。
Today it will not be true.
但是我们看到一件事情。
But we can see one thing.
当神把这一个坐在基督身上的那一个能力也坐在我们身上的时候，
Once God who, that he, the power that he wrote in Christ Now he want to work in us.
我们就看到一件事情了。
We can see one fact.
基督是怎样，我们就怎样。
As the Lord Jesus is, we will become.
基督在哪里，我们就在哪里。
Where Jesus is, we will be.
就是因为有这样的一个事实。所以在历史历代以来，你看到多少神的儿女，他们是称为跟随羔羊的人。
Throughout history, there's many children of God who are called the follower of the Lamb.
什么叫做跟随羔羊
？What do you mean by follower?
这个羔羊就成了他们的目标。
Because the Lamb becomes their goal.
羔羊就成了他们的吸引。
所以
羔人无论到哪里去，他们都跟随羔羊。那为什么会有这个事情发生呢？
How did that happen?
就是那个复活的能力在我们的身上，继续的让我们进入那个完全的经历。
Because power of resurrection in us continues to lead us into that experience.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
我们从保罗这个祷告里头就看到那个过程。
Through the prayers of Paul, we see the process.
那这个过程呢？
That this process is
没有叫我们停在，叫他让神借着这个能力，让基督在万有都叫万有都伏在他的脚下。
This process doesn't stop at the Lord Jesus. God put everything under his subjection.
神让万有都附在他脚下，要带出一个结果。
Because God wants to put all things in subjection to the Lord Jesus in order to bring out a fact.
那个结果是什么呢？
What is the fact?
弟兄姊妹，当我们读神的话的时候，你真的是要一个字一个字的很清楚的把它盯牢。
When we read the Bible, the God's word, we have to read it very carefully, each and every word.
神把万有都放在基督的脚上。
God put all things, in subjection under his feet.
让基督做万有的之首。
So he can be head over all things.
让基督做万有的首的目的在哪里呢？
So, but what is the purpose of He's being head over all things.
当然彰显神的那个荣耀和权柄是这个是很明显的。
Of course, to bring, to reveal God's power and honor.
但是他怎么去显明神的荣耀和权柄呢？
But in what way he will reveal God's honor and power?
这个我们不能忽略的。
We cannot ignore this point.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这里很清楚给我们看到一件事情。
Here we can see clearly one thing.
神把基督放在万有之上做元首。
The reason why God put Christ as head over all things.
你从这面看是神荣耀的绝对的彰显。
Here we see the absolute revelation of God's power.
从这边看呢？
But on the other side,
他之所以在万有之上做元首，乃是为了教会。
The reason why he becomes head over all things is for the church.
因此你看得很清楚。
Here you can see very clearly.
白纸黑字在这里给我们清楚跟他看到的。
It says a black on the white.
他做万有之首是为着教会。
The reason why he became head over all things is for the church.
那他为什么又为着教会呢？
Why for the church?
弟兄姊妹们。你留意到他为了教会乃是他不单是自己做万有之上的元首，他要带同教会一同在做教会的元首，做万有的元首。当然那个绝对的元首是主自己。但是他怎么来显明他是万有的元首呢？
But how he revealed that he's head over all things?
他就借着教会来把他做元首的荣耀权柄丰富来发表出来。
It is through the church he revealed that he himself is the head over all things.
如果要叫教会能发表神的荣耀权柄和丰富智慧和能力，
If it is through the church to reveal thatHis authority and wisdom and power.
那教会本身就必须要 满了神的荣耀、丰富、权柄、智慧和能力。
Then the church has to be first full of God's wisdom, power, and honor.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个事实的时候
，When you see this truth，
你就能回过头来看了。
Yeah, you can look back.
为什么神要把这样的一个能力显在我们这些信的人的身上呢
？Why God want to reveal such power in us who believe？
因为这个能力不显在我们的身上的时候，我们永远是亚当的后代的那个后遗症的承受者。
Because without this power in us, we will be forever become the victim of what Adam did.
但是现在呢，神让他的儿子那个经历成为我们的经历的时候
，But now God let what Christ going through to become our experience.
从生命方面来说，我们错了亚当的生命。
In the life now we are delivered from the Adam's life.
从那个实质上面来说，我们把神儿子的所有接过来成为我们的所有。
And now we receive what Jesus is to be our being.
那就是换一句话来说
，In other words,
神要把我们这些人造成像他儿子一个模样。
God want to mold us into the same image of His Son.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们常常不是听见说神要把我们磨成他儿子的形象吗
？Is it true that we often hear about that God?
怎么能磨成神儿子的形象？用什么方法来把我们磨成神的神儿子的形象呢？
In what way that he molded us into the image of his son?
以弗所书就告诉我们，
Ephesians tells us，
就用神要用基督的经历成为我们的经历。
God wants to have the same experience as Jesus had.
那叫我们接受基督的经历，我们也就接受了基督经历所带来的结果。
As we go through the same experience as the Lord Jesus has gone through, then we will receive.
那现在我们回过头来注意一件事了。
Now we look back and pay.
昨天晚上我们不是特别提到吗
？Last night we mentioned.
神整个荣耀的旨意到最末后的时候，就是要叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
The glorious will of God is that in the end, God wants everything to be held up by Christ.
神怎么样把万有带到基督里同归于一呢
？How could God bring everything in Christ and to sum up?
我们不是点出过神的那个工作方法吗？
Do you remember that we mentioned that God's way?
就是借着我们，就是首先在基督里有盼望的人来开始了。
It's through the first fruits of us who believe in Jesus，
让主的荣耀、权柄、能力在我们这些在基督里有盼望的人身上首先来显出来了。
Let the glory and honor and riches of the Lord to be revealed first in us。
那我们怎么能显出这个神的荣耀、权柄和能力呢？
How we able to reveal God's honor, rich, and power?
保罗这个祷告就指出了神要做一件什么事在我们的身上。
Paul bring out this point that what God wants to do in us.
让我们能承担那个把万有都带回基督里的那一个首先显明的那一个器皿。
So that God can sum up everything in Christ.
就是神要把基督的经历做成我们的经历。
So God wants us to go through the same experience as the Lord Jesus.
基督的经历在我们身上一显明的时候
，And when the experience that God Jesus has revealed in us，
我们不但是在地位上脱离那个旧造
，Not only in position we are delivered from the old creation，
我们的也不单是在只是地位上面接受那个新造。
Not only in the position, now we are new creation.
同时是主要神要把我们带进那个新造的实际。
Now God want to bring us into the reality of new creation.
而这个新造的实际显明出来的时候
，When this the reality of new creation，
我们就看到一个结果了。
We'll see the result.
就说出神为什么在我们身上要把基督的经历做成我们的经历。
Let's see why God wants to
want us to have same experience as Jesus had.
因为他要为基督寻找一个身体。
Because God wants to prepare a body for Christ.
他是头。
He is the head.
他是元首，他是头。
He's the head. He's the ruler.
但是只有头没有身体，这个是不完整的个体。
If you have only head without body, it's not a perfect.
弟兄姊妹，想象你也能想象的出来的。
So you can imagine.
如果这里有一个荣耀的头没有身体的话，
if here's a glorious head but without body,
不管这个头怎么荣耀法，
no matter how glorious the head is,
你绝对不会抱上去拥抱它一下，亲亲它一下。
You will never want to hug it and give it.
你真的看到有一个这样的东西出现。
You want to see such a thing appear.
套一句中国人的老话。
Using one old Chinese idiom.
就恨连年给我什么少生了两条腿啊。有的有只恨连年都没有给我生的这个走得很快的腿。
So we wish that we had a feet that can run fast.
赶快你又那么快跑的话都跑掉了。
We want to run away from that head.
你怎么只能看到只有一个头在那里没有身体的东西？
You see only that the head there without body.
但是感谢我们在主。
But thank our Lord.
他经历了那个复活的大能。
He experienced power of life.
神就用着这一个复活的大能也在我们身上来做工。在主身上做工，父在子身上做工的结果是让他做头。
The result of God's resurrection power in Christ is that He put Him in the head as the head.
父在我们身上做工的结果是叫我们成为身体。
And the result of God's power working in us is that we become His body.
所以你就看到这个事情了。
So you can see this fact.
使他为教会做万有之首。
That God wants Christ to be the head of over all things.
就说出他跟教会的关系。
It talk about the relationship with the church.
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
教会就成了基督的身体。
The church becomes Christ's body.
基督就是教会的头。
Christ is head of the church.
头和身体是连接在一起，就是一个完整的。但是这个连接呢，有一个一定的条件在哪里的？
But this condition, between this connection,
生命要相同。
You have to have a same life.
性质要相同的。
You have to have a same nature.
所有有机的那个事物都相同的。
All the organic parts have to be the same.
一点点的不相同，都不可能有这样的一个连接的。
Slightest difference.Will destroy this connection.
啊，莉亚姊妹是在医院里工作。
Sister Leah works in hospital.
她就常常会碰到这些事情。
She may experience such.
尤其是现在说到什么那个器官的移植啊，这些个东西。
Especially about the transplant.
哎呀，这经过多少的这。检验又绝对的要完全与他血型要配那个生物反应要配要完全相配的然后才能动那个手术。
Yeah, they have to make many tests to make sure that the everything matches before they perform organ.
如果不相配的根本就没有条件做那个做那样的治疗。
If they don't match, then they cannot perform the organ transplant.
但是感谢我们的神，
thank the Lord.
他把教会拣选出来。
He chose the church.
又把基督的经历做在教会的身上。
And he put the experience of the Lord in the church.
让教会和基督当中完全的连为一体。
So that the Christ and the church can be.
这个完全连为一体，乃是说所有的大点、细点、微点都一样。
We talk about that all the major points and minor points are all the same.
现在就回到一个问题来了。
Now we come to a
我们就是出生在亚当里头的人。
Those of us who are born in Adam.
怎么可以能给造神与基督这样完全的相配呢？
How can we be made into such a compatible being with Christ?
感谢神。
Lord,
这就是那个神所显明的个浩大的能力所带来的结果。神带领我们要去认识这一个大能。
God want to bring us into understanding this great truth.
要让这一个大能在我们的身上成为我们的真知道。
So that through this power we may truly understand.
我们是有把握的。
We have this
我们因为有把握，我们就知道今天我们跟随主是怎么的一回事。也晓得我们今天在神面前接受神的整个的带领是为了一个什么的目的。那因此我们看到这一个地方的时候，我不和弟兄姊妹们看那个教会成为基督身体的时候是要荣耀到一个什么的地步。但你只要细细的去思想，教会给成为造成基督的身体的时候，它就成为充满万有者所充满的。
Now if you think carefully then when the church becomes the body of Christ,The church become the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这个充满万有者就是父神自己。
The him who fills all in all is God himself.
神毫无保留的把神自己完全的放在教会里。
God without reservation, he put all he has into the church.
这个是就是教会的那一个成分和教会的那个所有的一切。
This is what a church is, what churches have.
那因此难怪
no wonder,
我们读到第四章的时候
as we read chapter four,
你就看到了
we see,
神现在在他永远的计划里头所做的工是什么一个工作呢？
Now what is the work that God is doing according to his eternal purpose?
他不是来改变这个世界，
He did not come to change this world.
他更不是改变这个社会，让你给我们很清楚的看见一件事情。神做了许许多多的安排，乃是为着建立基督的身体。
God has many arrangements in order to build up the church.
因此，你看到教会在神的眼中之所以是那么的重要。
The reason why the church is so important to us.
因为神就在这个世代里头唯一的工作就是要建立基督的身体。
In this generation, the only work that God has is to build up the church.
而我们几乎可以说，神在建立基督的身体以外，神什么其他的工，神都不再做。
Besides the building up the church, God does not have any other work.
那这也就是我们，就是跟随主的人。为什么把教会的建造看得那么严肃的原因？
That's why some of us who follow the Lord see that the building up the church is so serious a matter.
一切是为了教会的建立。
Everything is for building up the church.
一切是为了教会的长大以致成熟。
Everything is about the growth of the church.
长成满有基督长成的身量。
So he may grow up to the stature of the Lord Jesus.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We thank the Lord.
那当我们能了解到这一个的时候，
As we understand this,
你就看到保罗头一个祷告的里边所说明的是什么呢？
So you can understand, what is the point of the Paul's first prayer?
神，这个保罗这个祷告说明了他在这个宇宙中间他做一件什么事情。
Through this prayer, we know that God wants to do one thing in this universe.
从一面来说，他要让他的儿子在万有之上做元首。
On the one hand, we know that God wants His Son to be head over all things.
从另一面来说， 他要为他儿子找到一个身体，与他的儿子一同配合，来显明神的荣耀、权柄、丰富权、智慧和能力。
On the other hand, is God want to prepare the church, His body, to share all God's honor, richness and His glory.
这也是回应神造人的那个目的。
This also is the reaction.Or reflection of God's purpose.
我们感谢神。
God,
当我们看到神借着保罗头一个祷告来宣告他要做什么的时候，
As we can see that through Paul's first prayer, God wants to tell us what he wants to do.
我们就看到以弗所书的那个信息的发展。
We can see the message progresses in the Ephesians.
那个信息怎么发展呢？
How does the message progress?
弟兄姊妹，你留心。从第二章开始，一直到第三章那一个祷告的开始。
And to the beginning of the chapter three in that prayer,
你就看到了，这就是神如何把基督的经历做在我们身上的，成为我们的经历的过程。
This is how tell us about.How God wants us to go through the same experience that Lord Jesus has gone through.
So, 第二章一开始了，就说出我们的本相是什么。
So, in the very beginning of chapter 2, tell of us original, who we were originally.
然后就引出基督的救赎的工作。
And then he tells about the salvation of the Lord.
然后就把众人都在基督里带进合一的那个光景。
And then he tells us about that everything was brought into one with Christ.
那个结果呢？
And then tell us the result of it.
就让神得着借着圣灵居住的所在。
And then God can dwell in it through the Holy Spirit.
而我们呢，也给神建造的成为主的殿。
And we are also being built up.
主是居住在我们的里头，
and Lord dwells in us.
我们就是在那里发表主的所有。
And we are there to reveal all the Lord is.
然后第三章开头的时候，
and in the beginning of chapter three,
在那里再重复 说出这一个是神在创世以前定规的计划。
It tells us that this is the eternal purpose of the God.
神并不是偶然 想起一个事情，或者看到事情不可收拾了，那临时又造出的一个补救的方法。
It is not God's afterthought. After he see that something will go out of hand, that he come up with plan B.
但是说明了整个的事情是在神创世以前就定规好。
Instead, it tells that everything is planned before the foundation of.
那当保罗把基督的经历做成我们的经历这一个事情很透彻的 看到的时候，
As Paul shows us that how God wants us to experience what Lord Jesus has experienced,
就引出他第二个祷告了。
He brings about his second prayer.
我们今天晚上要开始碰第二个祷告了。
Now let's touch upon the second prayer.
不然的话明天剩下的那一次的聚会我们就没办法完成这个第二个祷告的里边的基本内容了。
Otherwise, tomorrow will not be able to complete the second prayer.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你又来注意到了。
So once again, you will notice.
保罗的第二个祷告呢，又是从因此这一个连接词来开始的。
He starts with the second prayer with the same word, therefore.
第三章的十四节。
It's in chapter 3, verse 14.
因此我就在父的面前屈膝。
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father.
所以弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
So please be noted.
第二个祷告是因着看见神怎样，神实际的把基督的经历做在我们的身上的整个的过程和引出来的。
It's after seeing that.How God wants us to go through the same experience that the Lord Jesus has gone.
他看到神在 整个救赎的计划的里头如何安排，如何来完成。
He sees through the whole plan of God's redemption, how God arranged and works through all this.
所以他里头又有一个很重的负担，要祷告了。
As a result of that, he has a great burden again to pray.
而也是借着这个祷告，要让神的儿女们去体会神怎么来完成他第一个祷告里面所宣告的事情。
So through this prayer, he wants to tell us that how God will accomplish.What he prayed in the first prayer.
所以我想弟兄姊妹要注意第一个祷告和第二个祷告当中那个关系。
So we have to understand, the relationship between the first prayer and the second prayer.
我刚才说是第一个祷告是神的宣告。
I just, said that the first prayer is God's declaration.
第二个祷告是神在那里说明他怎么来完成他的宣告。
And the second prayer is about how God will accomplish his
我请弟兄说你先注意第一个祷告最末后的那一句话。
Please remember that the last sentence in the first prayer.
他说教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
神要把这个基督的身体称为教会的这个基督的身体。
God wants to make the church to become, the church of body of Christ.
把它造就到一个地步，成为充满万有者所充满的。
To the extent that the church will become the fullness of him who fills all.
那这怎么能叫这个充满万有者充满在教会里呢？
How can the church be filled with the fullness of him who fills all in all?
那弟兄姊妹们，你要留意第三章了。
Now we need to pay attention to chapter three.
留意第三章是什么事情呢？
What do we need to pay attention to?
就是先注意四九节。
Let's pay attention to the 19.
他并知道这爱是过于人所能察度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
It says to know the love of God which surpasses knowledge that you may be filled up.
第一章就说出了神要充满在教会里。
In the first prayer, it's talking about that God will fill up the church.
第三章就说出神怎么去把这教会充满了。
In chapter three, tell us how God will fill up the church.
所以便叫那充满万有的充满在你们，充满了你们。
So that the one who fills all in all will fill up.
这个乃是根据第二个祷告的那个所提到的那个事情而引出的结果。
So we know that this conclusion is derived from the first prayer.
所以在第二个祷告的里面，你看到神怎么做成这样的一个工作。
So the second prayer is we see how God accomplishes this.
详细的我们明天早晨再看。
We will see this in detail tomorrow morning.
现在我们先要把这个外围的东西先来碰了一下。
Let's first look at some peripherals in this passage.
那我们刚才提到了，因此我在父面前屈膝。
We just mentioned that she said, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father.
那他就把父显在我们面前。
He bring us to God.
显明他是什么呢？
To reveal God as
他是一切的起头。
He tells us his source of everything.
那现在他来到一切的起头那里来向他有所仰望。
Now he goes to the source of everything to look to him.
仰望什么呢？
What he is looking for?
仰望他把他所启示出来的那一个大事带进完成的这个事实里头。
Look to him to accomplish what he has revealed, the great thing that he has already been revealed.
他就来到主的面前祷告。
So he went to the Lord to pray.
但是弟兄姊妹你注意了，他怎么来祷告？
Please be noted that how he prayed.
如果我们明白神这样的一个荣耀的旨意，我们到神面前祷告。
if we understand the God, the glorious will, then how we gonna pray?
我想我们的祷告会是这样。
I think that our prayer would be like.
神啊，你把荣耀的旨意上我们打开了。
Please reveal your eternal glorious will to us.
请你快快的做成你所要做的。
Please accomplish quickly.
当然我们的神也盼望快快的来做完。
Of course, God wish that he want to get it done also quickly.
但弟兄姊妹们，当神要做完这样的一件事情，
you know, that to be a king,
就像在刚才我们所提到的第一个祷告的里边，神要先要解决一些阻挡。
You know, as in the first prayer, we see that God has to remove a lot of obstacles.
而神解决这些阻挡呢，又是很有意思的。
And how God remove this obstacle?
那按照我们的想法，
based on our own,
神是全能者，
God is all powerful.
如果有谁在这神的面前遮挡，神用指头捏他一下就可以了。
Whoever in the way, in his way, he just needs to use a finger to snatch up.
就像我们在桌子上看见个蚂蚁在那里爬，我们说讨厌。
This is that we see the ant crawling across our.
神可以这样做，但是神不这样做。为什么？弟兄姊妹，你记得，我们这些交通一直都是从另一个角度来说，我们一直在围绕着一件事情，神是配的这个事实吗？如果这样一下的话，
If God just removed the obstacle like this,
另外的人就说，
and other people will say,
你并不是真是有权力。
Well, you're not really, you know, possess the power.
你只不过是有暴力。
You just have this violent power.
我胜不过你，我没办法。
I cannot win you, so, but,
虽然你胜过我。
Even though you can overcome,
但是我还是不佩服。
But I will not yield to you.
弟兄姊妹们，这也就说出了为什么长神长久那么久，容忍撒旦的猖狂。
That's the reason why God allowed Satan to fool around for so long.
神要做工到一个地步，一面是成全他的旨意。
On the one hand, that he want to accomplish his will.
一面是叫他的。对头口服心服。如果神要把撒旦扔到火湖里，什么时候都可以做这个事。但神一直在那里等。甚至接受撒旦给他许多的羞辱和阻挡。
Even though Satan objects to him and insults him.
我们就会说，神啊，你为什么那么良善？
Why God is so good to Satan?
对你的对头也那么良善，不是你自己找自己麻烦吗？
If you're so good to so nice to your enemy Satan, that doesn't mean that you bring yourself trouble.
当然这是我们的想法。
This is our own.
但神不是这样。
But God is not like.
神是要让他的对头是口服心服。
God wants his enemy to yield to him willingly.
不单是我们这些承受恩典的人说神是配，
Not only those who seek grace say he's worthy，
连那一天给扔到火湖里的撒旦他也是说神是配。
Even Satan who's about to be thrown into a lake of fire he will say
我给扔到火湖里也是配。
Even though I'm being thrown into hell he is worthy。
我们感谢我们的神，
是
你看到保罗在这里祷告到神这个永远的旨意来成就的时候，
When he prayed for the Lord to accomplish his eternal will,
他回到神的旨意里头去。
He goes back to God's eternal purpose.
你注意这个，
Please pay attention to this.
他说求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，
He says according to the riches of his glory.
神啊，你要做成这个事情。
You want to accomplish this.
但是你做成这个事情是根据你丰盛的荣耀，不是根据那个事实的需要。
Not based on the need.
是根据你自己的荣耀。
It's according to your glory.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们不得不承认，在我们祷告的学习上面很脆弱的一个点。
We have to admit that we are very weak in our prayer.
我们除非不祷告，一祷告就神了，你赶快给我做成这个事。
Whenever we pray, we say God accomplish it quickly.
好像把神放在一个听我们的命令的那个光景底下。
It's like putting God in a position.
我们祷告是向神发命令的。
When we pray, that actually we command the Lord.
虽然这个话 说起来不大好听
even though it's not that, good to hear,
但确实我们在祷告的学习的里边常常犯的毛病
it is, often that, the mistake we make.
我们忘了真正的主 是神自己
we know the God is the Lord.
但是我们实际是把我们自己放在做主的那个位置上去向神祷告。
We often when we pray, we put ourselves in the, as the Lord.
我轻轻听上德弟兄提起这个会所的那整个的经过。
I heard about, how we acquired this, church building.
我们回头过来去看过去十年，有好些事情我们觉得是很懊悔的。
In many things in the past, we see that we regret.
或者也是有好些事情我们是觉得哎呀怎么拖延的呢、
we often say why there's so many delays
那弟兄姊妹们你看到一件事情
but dear pastors you can see one thing
你不能不说神自己的安排和预备是最好的
what God prepared and what God gave us is the best
虽然按照人这一方面来看好像我们失去了很多的时间，或者失去了很多的机会。
In the, the way we see that we lost a lot of opportunity, lost a lot of time.
但是感谢主，我们的一切都在他的鉴察的底下。
Everything we do is under his.
也在他的管理带领的底下。
His eyes and under his.
就我们是在他看为最好的时间和最好的那种光景的底下。来叫我们显明他自己的作为。
At the best time that he sees it, and he will reveal that his works for us.
神所注意的是他自己的显明，而不是我们的事业的成功。
What he cares about is about the revelation of himself, not about our own success.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
保罗在这一方面，他是有学习的。
We know that Paul has learned a lesson.
起初的时候保罗肯定不是这样
的
所以你就看见在起初的时候他跟巴拿巴吵过架的 但是感谢主到幕后的时候你看到保罗跟巴拿巴的关系是蛮不错的
But in the end you see that he actually restored the relationship with Barnabas and thatThey have a pretty good fellowship.
引起他们吵架的那个马可在保罗的心思的里边保罗能说是我所不能少的
But the cause of the argument John Marcus now become Paul's the great helper
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord
保罗看到第一个祷告的时候他里面的火热是很高的
When he saw the first prayerHis heart was stirred up.
但套用地上的人的一句话，但是保罗没有给这些人的话就说胜利冲昏头脑，但是保罗呢，是没有给这个荣耀的看见冲昏了头脑。
We say that the Paul was not disturbed by this glorious revelation.
他仍然是看准神自己的旨意是最重要的。
He looks steadily at God's own will.
所以他因着第一个祷告引起第二个祷告的时候
As the first prayer leads to the second prayer,
他没有离开这一个事实。
He will not stray from this fact.
神啊，不是根据我们的盼望。
It's not based on what we expect.
也不是根据我们的想法。
Not based on our own plan.
是你自己的荣耀的旨意。
It is based on the glorious will of God.
你看怎么好，你就怎么来做。
Whatever pleases you, please do so.
照着你的时间。
Based on your own time.
照着你的方法。
Based on your own way.
照着你看我最美的。
Based on what is best.
你来做成你所要做的工。
Accomplish.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那所以我们虽然我们不是没有开始看到他祷告的那个具体的内容，但是我们接触到保罗的心思和态度
了。
他既然神是把基督放在教会里头做头，也在万有之上做元首，
and he become the head over all things.
那我今天来到神的面前，
Now I come before the Lord.
我必须站对我所要该站的那个位置，
I have to stand in the right place.
那是承认他是主，
That is that I have to acknowledge that he is the Lord.
一切是根据他，
Everything is based on him.
我是要与他同一个心思，
I have to have the same mind with him.
我是要与他同一个方向。
I have to have the same direction with him.
我是与他同一个步骤。
I have to be the same step.
所有的都是他做起头。
Everything starts from him.
也按照他的意思去进行。
And along the way, everything has to be.
然后把神所要做的做成在他的定规的里头。
In the end, that everything will be accomplished in him.
我们明天再详细的看第二个祷告里边的那些要点。
Tomorrow we're going to see the main points in second prayer.
盼望主给我们里边都能给主的光照到。
May everyone has God's light in our hearts.
我们从这些字句的里边能进到主的心意的里头。
Through this word, we may enter the heart of God.
时间也到了。
That your time is up.
我们祷告。
Let's have prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为在你没有改变。
Because there's no shifting of shadow.
也没有转动的影儿。
There's no shifting of shadow.
一切的起头是你。
Everything starts from you.
一切的终结也是你。
Everything ends in you.
整个的过程都是你。
In the process, everything is of you.
因此我们到你面前来向你低头扫拜。
So we come to you, bow and worship.
我们仰望我们的主，你把一个这样明亮的心思赏给我们。
We look to you and we thank you for giving us this clear vision.
让我们一面在你启示的灵所带来的光的当中向你更深的俯伏。
In the light and the spirit of your wisdom that we bow our heads.
也叫我们整个的人在你的面前去接受你的权柄。
So our whole being will receive your authority.
好让你得着我们做你手中的器皿去彰显你的荣耀。
So that we become a vessel in your hand to reveal your glory.
把我们众人都带到一个地步，给你成功的建造成基督的身体。
So that all of us will be brought to the point that we become your body.
让你那充满万有者所充满的充满在教会的当中。
So that you who fills all in all will fill a church.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
按照你看为最美的来带我们一步一步的往前。
Based on your good pleasure, lead us step by step.
让我们经过一些年日，我们更靠近你的心意的目的。
As the years go by, we may be closer to your heart.
主，虽然我们有失败，有软弱，有跟不上的地方。
So there's failure, there's a weakness, or we'll fall behind.
但是感谢主，
But thank you.
你让我们看得很清楚。
You let us see very clearly.
你不是根据我们的刚强，也不是根据我们的软弱。
You are now coming to our strength or our weakness.
你是根据你自己荣耀的旨意。
You are according to your own eternal will.
但愿我们都安息在你自己这个荣耀的旨意的定规安排和你的权柄里。
May we all rest in your eternal plan and eternal authority.
荣耀归给你。
May bring glory to you.
但愿主按照你自己的定义把我们造成 在你手里合用的器皿。
Based on your own counsel, make us into your glorious vessel.
来显明基督的身体。
To reveal that we are body of Christ.
感谢我们的主。
Thank Lord.
我们仰望你。
We look to you.
听我们的祷告，奉主的名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.